Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's quarter number three. That means it's time to Ask Ross, brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, and they're kicking off another week of action by giving all new customers a can't-miss offer. You bet just $1, just $1 on any football game this week, and you get $150 in free bets instantly. That's a great deal. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. That's code KSN at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. This is quarter number three. That means it's time to Ask Ross. This is where we take your questions for Ross, and then the best question wins. Get this. It's getting cold out. We're switching from the KSN polo. How about this, Ross? A KSN sweatshirt for those fall days.
Nice.
Yeah, you'll appreciate that. So if you want to submit a question for Ross, it's really easy. Just download our app, Keystone Sports, and you'll see the Ask Ross button. Or you can email us at info@ksnsports.net. Also want to mention, Ross, Indiana game. That's a week away. It's now a night game. So if you want to go to Happy Valley for the weekend, not have to drive home late at night, great time to go to gopsurv.com. They have a $400 off deal on an RV. Contact Mark, 800-519-8467, if you're interested in that. Ready for your questions, Ross?
Always.
All right, let's start with this. Eric from Wilmington says, I'm interested in Ross's goal setting at a young age. I have a patient that worked in Wyomissing, and she told me at age 16, Ross had a list of goals he carried around in his wallet. Did this list help you, Ross, attend an Ivy League school and lead to your successful career? How important is it for young people to have written goals? How about that, Ross?
Well, that's awesome. I'd love to know who that person is. So if they can send you an email, every time I hear like somebody referencing they know me from my hometown, I always like to know who it is because I remember them. It's funny, Jim. My parents were very social. Growing up is probably the way to say it, aka partiers. And so they would go out every Friday and Saturday night. So the running joke is in Redding and Berks County, where I'm from, there's about 300 to 400 people that claim they babysat me at one point or another. And I think a lot of them are correct. I think a lot of them did, actually, which is kind of funny. Going back to what we were talking about, I am a huge believer in writing down goals and putting them somewhere that you can look at them often. I even talk to my daughters now and kids I help out on the eye on the prize. Keep the eye on the prize. What do you want? What are your goals? What are you focused on? I'm also huge on to-do lists. I do a to-do list at the start of every week. And I love crossing things off the to-do list. It gives me such joy, probably irrational joy. I don't remember having it in my wallet. That's possible. I do remember multiple times, Jim, sitting down with my dad and writing them down and then posting it in my room. Because in seventh grade, I wrote Penn State quarterback. and so in eighth grade, I tried out to be quarterback. But man, I was a late bloomer and there was a kid in my grade who was not a late bloomer. And so he was the quarterback. So I played offensive line and defensive line, which probably was a blessing because there's no way I would have made the NFL as a quarterback and with my slow feet. So it worked out pretty darn well. But I do remember, I think it was 11th grade where I wrote, you know, play in the Ivy League. I had goals for that season for high school football and stuff, play in the Ivy League. And I don't even know at that point if I still had the goal of the NFL. I think my goal was to be a broadcaster for ESPN or Sports Illustrated. I think I'd kind of given up on the whole NFL thing. But yes, I'm a big believer in goal setting and writing them down and being able to look at them often. That is correct.
Wanting to be a quarterback, though, Ross, it's too bad you didn't play for Mike Yurcich. Think about it. He had Jahan Dotson throwing a pass. He had a tight end lining up at quarterback. He had a lineman lining up at wide receiver. Maybe you would have been able to throw a pass under Mike Yurcich.
You know what? You never know. You never know. You might be right.
All right. Let's go to Nittany Bryan in Kansas City, Missouri. He says, Kevon Lee has some obvious talent. Is his fumbling issue something that's easy to correct? Is it a matter of technique, focus, or just simply more reps? If it's the latter, would you use a game like Villanova to fix the issue and give him a ton of carries?
So I do. There are a lot of examples. I know Tiki Barber is one. There are a lot of examples of guys that have been able to fix fumbling issues. So that is a thing. You just have to work at it. The problem, the biggest problem I would say, Jim, when it comes to fumbling is if you get known as a fumbler, okay, they come after you, man. They you know, the defense tries to rip it out of there. They're all over it. I've been in those meetings where in the NFL where they're like, he's a fumbler, guys, he's a fumbler. And so they just become, it almost becomes like a self-fulfilling prophecy, Jim, because they work so hard to rip it out of there. I don't know that I'd give him any more carries than normal. I think I would have him, whatever you think it's going to be. I'd like to see, you know, some of the other guys get some carries and show what they can do. I'd like to see Lovett and Ford. By the way, is Keziah Holmes still there, Jim?
He is. I get the feeling that, you know, you have five running backs. Franklin talked about a three-man rotation and a fourth man ready. I get the feeling Keziah Holmes was the odd man out.
Right. It feels like it's Kane, one, Lee, two, Lovett now, three. Ford is like the returner and in special packages. And Holmes is probably going to transfer to somewhere else. But... that's college football. You know, it happens. It's not easy. So, I was curious about that, but no, I'd like to see, certainly Lovett get some more, as well as Devin Ford get some more carries and see what they can do against Villanova. And let me say this too about Villanova, since we didn't really talk about them much in quarter number two. First of all, they're ranked in the top 10 in the FCS. Which means they're pretty decent. And I don't think they're going to beat Penn State, Jim. And I don't even know, we didn't even give a prediction or whatever. But there have been a lot of FCS teams beating FBS teams this year. I mean, you know, South Dakota State smashed Colorado State. Who are some of the other ones? Montana beat UW. I mean, there's like 10 of them, right, where FCS schools have beat FBS schools. So I don't think Villanova is going to beat Penn State, but I think Penn State needs to come to play. They can't be still reveling in the win over Auburn, because Villanova gets some legit talent, and I'm thrilled. There's kids on Villanova like Forrest Ryan, their leading tackler and captain. He's from Waynesboro, Jim. So you got to think he grew up a big Penn State fan in Waynesboro. I'm thrilled that he gets to play at Beaver Stadium on Saturday. I hope he plays well.
You know, the thing is, I am sure James Franklin has reminded his team of that. I don't know if you heard his press conference. He recited about 10 wins that FCS teams have had this year over FBS.
Oh, he did.
Yeah. He listed, I think, every single one of them. And why do I get the feeling he did the same thing with his team every day of practice this week? All right, let's go to Brad in Harrisonburg, Virginia. He says, the O-line was awesome in giving Sean 42 minutes in the pocket on many plays, yet they struggled in short yardage. As a layman, I need a seasoned pro's analysis to make sense of this. Was it game plan issues, scheme issues, or execution issues for pass protection versus short yardage situations?
Well, first of all, I think the line is just better in pass protection. You know, Wallace and Walker are really what you're looking for from offensive tackles. They're long, they're athletic. You know, they've got the physical skills that you want to see at those positions. And then really on the inside, you know, Jim, their guards are not road graders. You know, their guards, I don't even know if either one of them weighs 300 pounds. You know, and Miranda, I think, is a little bit thicker at center, but Eric Wilson's about 300, you know, the transfer from Harvard. And that's another example right there. I look at things a little differently than other people, Jim. I don't know if Eric Wilson's a pro. Hopefully he gets a shot, right? I'm just so happy knowing what it's like to play at Harvard that he got to play in that whiteout Saturday night. 110,000 people, he's starting. Like, he's probably not going to make the NFL, man. Like, I'm thrilled that he got to do that. But they don't have, like, 325-pound road graders. Their guards are about 300, 305, you know? So they're better pass protectors. They move better than they do actually, you know, they move better side to side and laterally than they do coming off the rock and really getting movement at the point of attack. I do think Auburn was more designed to stop the run, but I still think it was impressive the way they pass protected against four guys.
It was. And did I sense just a tinge of jealousy from the former Ivy Leaguer not getting the chance to play in the whiteout like Eric Wilson?
No, you know what? Actually, I'm just really happy for him. Certainly, I would have loved to it, but I'd take the 7 years in the NFL over playing in a whiteout game. Sorry.
The NFL pays a little better than the whiteout game. Let's real quick get Mike.
Well, yeah, whiteout game would be cool, but playing in the NFL changed my whole life.
All right. Mike from Colorado said, glad you got to watch the whiteout. Tell me your thoughts on what the formula has been for such an improvement year over year for this team.
Man, it's a good question. None of us will ever know how much they were affected by COVID. But certainly, new coordinator, new O-line coach, I think COVID was a major, major issue. They had a normal offseason this year, which I think makes a ton of difference.
And I think just that coaching, especially with Yursich on offense, that really made a difference also. That is it for quarter number three. And Ask Ross, stick around. At the start of quarter number four, we'll name our winner. Stick around for that. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is kicking off another week of action by giving all new customers a can't-miss offer. Bet just $1 on any football game this week and receive $150 in free bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. That's code KSN at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.